Qatar's foreign minister has been holding talks in Afghanistan with the Taliban leadership. Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani is the most senior official from any country to visit since the group's takeover. Charles Stratford is live for us in Kabul. Charles, obviously, Qatar has been playing a crucial role in terms of getting people out of Afghanistan and getting aid in over the last couple of weeks. This seems to be another step in the relationship, but he's been talking to both sides.
That's correct, Rob. Yes, as you say, this is the first time we've seen an international foreign dignitary come and meet officially and meet members of the interim Taliban government. We understand the Qatar foreign minister met with the interim prime minister, Mullah Hassan Akhund, as well as you mentioned, interestingly, the former president, Hamid Karzai, and Abdullah Abdullah, who, of course, was the former chief executive officer of Afghanistan and somebody who played such a vital role in those peace negotiations over the last couple of years. There have been a couple of tweets with respect to what is being reported as to what was discussed in those meetings. According to a local news agency here in Kabul, they're saying that there are a number of important issues, including bilateral relations, that were discussed. And interestingly, a tweet from the Taliban spokesperson in Doha, Sohail Shaheen, he said that these talks had also involved discussions of about attracting more humanitarian assistance. Of course, we know that the Qataris have been very much a linchpin between the new Taliban government and the international community in trying to come to some sort of resolution with respect to beginning to end this crisis, something that the humanitarian world, the UN, describes as potentially being a humanitarian catastrophe. At the moment, it's all about getting as much aid into this country as possible. The UN saying that if indeed that assistance doesn't arrive soon, we could be looking at 98 to 100% of this population, around 38 million people, potentially being under the poverty line by next year. So we can understand that these discussions, obviously, are very important and potentially will have a huge impact on millions of lives inside Afghanistan.
And a lot of that international aid dependent on how the Taliban, the interim government of the Taliban, deals with issues like women's rights, for example, and the inclusion of minorities. Do we have any more information about how they might deal with that in the future?
Thus far, with respect to positions for women in the interim government or a future permanent government, no indication of any change there. There are no women of any who hold any portfolios thus far. We heard from the Taliban today with respect to education, the education of women. They are saying that women are free to attend universities and schools, but certainly with respect to tertiary or university education, there must be a separation of the sexes inside classrooms. We understand that may well involve some sort of curtain, for example, in rooms to keep men and women apart. But of course, yeah, the international community is looking for proof that the Taliban sticks to its commitments with respect to human rights, with respect to, for example, the freedom of the media. As I say, more inclusion of ethnic minorities in any permanent government, more inclusion of women, the promise that Afghanistan will not be used by armed groups to launch attacks on foreign countries. And until, according to the international community thus far, that sort of proof is given by the Taliban, then of course they are holding back billions of dollars of aid and Afghan assets that are frozen, for example, in US banks or by the World Bank. And it is vital, as we've heard from the Qataris, trying to galvanise a united international response to this humanitarian crisis, that some sort of agreement is made by the UN, by the international community, in order for this aid to come through immediately. Because, as I say, the United Nations, some of the predictions they're making are very dire indeed, unless this humanitarian assistance starts coming into this country soon.
Charles, thanks very much indeed. That's Charles Stratford live in Kabul. Norman Carbalan is head of policy analysis at the Arab Centre for Research and Policy Studies. He explains Qatar's role in the rebuilding of Afghanistan under Taliban rule.
I think this is somehow a continuation of Qatar's active role in the Afghan issue. You know, it started actually a few years ago, and it ended with the agreement on the U.S. withdrawal of Afghanistan. Now, Qatar is continuing this role by trying actually to reach out to Taliban and try to bridge this gap actually between Taliban and the international community. Qatar is trying to make Taliban like more flexible, more responsive to the demands of the international community concerning the formation of the government, concerning the role of women in politics and society, concerning the role of minorities in Afghanistan. All these things actually would make it easier perhaps for Qatar to convince the international community that Taliban has changed and that it's time perhaps to deal with it as the legitimate government of Afghanistan. I believe this is what Qatar is trying to do right now. Taliban is very sensitive to any sort of interference in the Afghan internal affairs, especially now Taliban feels like it won this conflict. And it fought and won this conflict over the past 20 years. But I think we can also, on the other hand, say that Qatar has some sort of a leverage over the Taliban because, as you said, Qatar is trying actually to make this a quid pro quo approach with the Taliban, that if you show some flexibility in terms of the demands of the international community, we will be able actually to get you some aid because, at the end of the day, Taliban would want actually to rule the country. The war is over now, and you have to rule the country right now. And if you want to rule the country without having much troubles, you need to have some sort of international cooperation in helping you out to rule the country.